This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Newsom enacts PAGA reform. NMPF likes milk marketing order changes, and staffers doubt House Farm Bill will pass this year. Newsom signs bills on PAGA reform. Governor Gavin Newsom yesterday signed measures into law to reform California's Private Attorneys General Act. Both labor and farm leaders attended the signing ceremony. Western growers hailed the agreement between industry and policymakers for creating, quote, a better, fairer system. Newsom said the reforms are decades in the making and cheered them for strengthening worker protections while streamlining litigation and averting a contentious ballot fight. Cal Chamber President and CEO Jennifer Barrera could not agree more with legislators who have been calling the deal monumental. Barrera hopes it will lead to a better California business climate. On that note, the Assembly yesterday narrowly passed a bill to raise the mill assessment on pesticide sales. AB 2113 reflects a compromise with farm groups that would set timelines for registering new products and hold the Department of Pesticide Regulation more accountable with spending the additional revenues. Supreme Court clears path for more lawsuits over agency rules. The Supreme Court followed its shredding of the Chevron doctrine on Friday by issuing another opinion yesterday that could make it easier to challenge federal agency regulations. In a 6-3 decision that mirrored the vote breakdown in Friday's Chevron opinion, the court said a plaintiff can sue over a rule when it is first injured by it, not when the rule is issued. For federal laws that do not specify when rules must be challenged, the default statute of limitations is 6 years, Justice Amy Coney Barrett wrote for the majority. The businesses involved in the case, Corner Post, did not exist when the regulation setting the amount that payment networks could charge for debt card transaction was issued in 2011. It began operating in 2018 and joined a lawsuit challenging the Federal Reserve Board rule in 2021. But both a district court and the 8th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in St. Louis dismissed the action. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. NMPF prevails in USDA dairy pricing reform. U.S. Department of Agriculture is out with its proposed reforms to federal dairy pricing. The proposal still must be ratified by producers, but the National Milk Producers Federation won some key changes, most notably in how Class 1 or fluid milk is priced. USDA is proposing to scrap a formula introduced to the Federal Milk Marketing Order system in the 2018 Farm Bill that has priced Class 1 74 cents above the average of Class 3 at milk sold for cheese and Class 4 butter and milk powder. Instead, Class 1 would again be priced as the higher of Class 3 and 4 plus a differential. Based on our initial reading, NMPF is heartened that much of what we proposed after more than 2 years of policy development and another year of testimony and explanation is reflected in the USDA proposals. NMPF President and CEO Greg Dowd said in a statement. On Capitol Hill, Senator Kirsten Gillibrand of New York said the USDA proposals, quote, recognize that the dairy pricing system is not working for our farmers and has not performed as intended since Congress changed it in the last Farm Bill. Gillibrand and a bipartisan group of 12 other senators recently wrote USDA pushing for the change in the pricing formula. You can read our full report at agripulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. creating value, connecting vision. Bravo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Poll. Congressional staffers appear doubtful about House Farm Bill passage. A new survey commissioned by news organization Punchbowl News indicates 68% of congressional staffers think it's unlikely the House Ag Committee's Farm Bill will pass this year. The survey was conducted by Punchbowl and the firm LSG between June 3rd and 21st. Some 75% of Democratic staffers and 62% of GOP aides who responded said they believed it was unlikely the Farm Bill would pass this Congress. Additionally, 65% of GOP staffers indicated the members they worked for supported the House bill. 73% of Democratic staffers responded their members opposed the bill. Biopesticide exempt from food tolerances. The EPA won't require food tolerances for a biopesticide developed by California company Bioconsortia that is used in soil to, quote, limit fungal disease pressure at planting and to growing crops at flowering and fruit set, according to EPA's ecological assessment. The agency issued a rule exempting a strain of Bacillus velingensis from a requirement of the Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act for tolerances. The strain naturally occurs in soil, and EPA determined it is not toxic through multiple routes of exposure. In addition, significant dietary and non-occupational exposures to residues are not anticipated because levels of the Bacillus strain and after application on food and feed commodities will rapidly decrease to naturally occurring background levels. The in-use product, Crimson, can be applied as a foliar spray or soil drench on a variety of crops, including brassica, bulb vegetables, fruiting vegetables, leafy vegetables, legumes, row crops, oilseed crops, peanut, roots, tubers, palm fruits, and strawberries. USDA awards $5.2 million in urban ag grants. The USDA is providing $5.2 million in 17 grants that to support urban agriculture and, quote, innovative production. The USDA says the grants range from about $86,000 to $350,000. One grant for over $268,000 will go to Friends of the Pittsburgh Urban Forest in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, that to expand nutrition access by establishing new orchards in communities struggling with urban blight and poor soil quality in vacant lots. A full list of grants can be found on the USDA's website. Well, here's today's He Said It. The firm's commitment to excellence and its reputation in water law make it an ideal place to continue my career. That Ernest Conant, who joined Dowdy Brand LLP this month and returned to water law after serving as the Bureau of Reclamation's regional director in the West. Well, that is Daybreak West for this Tuesday, July 2nd, brought to you by Bravo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Nally.